in Luke chapter 1, verse number 26. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verse number 26. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verse number 26. Amen. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came into her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." God bless you as you take your seat. Amen. I just want to talk for a few moments around these words, "You can do this." You can do this. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, we've had a wonderful time so far. I know we can sing, and I know we can cook. Amen. I know y'all can dance. Amen, somebody. But I want to know, do you love the word of God? Amen, somebody. And so this afternoon, for a few moments, and we're not going to be long, we're just going to talk about "You can do this." All of us knows what it is, brothers and sisters, to have God drop some assignment on you that seems larger than your abilities. Amen. We understand what it is to have God show up and assign you to a task that would absolutely blow your mind, to cause you, to call you to do something that seems out of your zone of comfort. I think that all of us have been there. We've all been there, brothers and sisters, when we wondered if what we are hearing is really God, because what we are hearing seems so large. It seems so astronomical that God couldn't be talking to us. Amen, somebody. God has called you to assignments, brothers and sisters, whether that assignment, my brother and sister, is to start this chapter and this ministry, whether the assignment is to assume the chair of this ministry after so many years, whether the assignment is to work in some other area of the ministry, whether God has called you to do a ministry and as a pastor or as a worship leader, has called you to take the gospel around the world, something that seems bigger than yourself. All of us, brothers and sisters, understand that feeling of inadequacy that sets in when God speaks to us initially. In fact, I try to encourage those of us at Open Bible Church that if what God is calling you to doesn't scare you, go back and pray again. If what God is calling you to does not absolutely frighten you, it may be that it's not God calling you at all. Amen, somebody, because you do know that God thinks bigger than we think. You do know that God thinks larger than we think. Come on, somebody, and you do understand, brothers and sisters, that if it's small enough for you to handle, then it's not big enough for you to do. Amen, because God thinks differently than us. Are y'all going to talk to me today? God operates different from us. Therefore, brothers and sisters, you have to understand that when God speaks, what he says is going to scare you. The story is told, I tell it at our church sometimes, about brothers and sisters, a golfer who went to Saudi Arabia to play golf at the request of the king. He would go and spend some time doing golf clinics and teaching them how to play golf. And this man went to the golf, to the Saudi Arabia and played golf for an entire week. And at the end of that week, the king of Saudi Arabia said, I got to do something for you. You've been so kind. And he said, no, king, you don't have to do anything for me because you have been kind to me already. You have flown me over here in your private jet. You put me up in a beautiful palace and you fed me every day. And that's enough. And the golfer and the king said, no, I got to do something for you. And so the golfer said to the king, he said, sir, I do collect golf clubs. He said, and if you would just be nice enough to send me a golf club, then that would be enough. And so the golfer goes back home and he is excited because his new golf club should be coming any day. He didn't know, y'all, if it was going to be a gold golf club or a diamond studded golf club, if it would be a golf club covered in some other jewels. He was excited to receive his golf club and he waited and he waited, went to the mailbox every day looking for a package to come. And finally, one day, the FedEx comes with an envelope, a little flat envelope, and he wondered, what's going on? Why, how can my golf club fit in this little small package? What's going on? And the story goes, he opens the package and there was a deed to a 500-acre golf club in Pennsylvania. He was thinking golf club, but the king was thinking golf club. You got to understand that kings think differently than everybody else. Come on, and so he had, we have God giving us large assignments. Are y'all going to talk to me? And so, and here it is in our text, God is doing the same thing. The Bible says there was a young virgin girl named Mary. Mary, brothers and sisters, was going along with her little life. Mary was going along happy about the way things were going. Mary was a little virgin girl, and she was espoused to her man named David. Come on, somebody. Or Joseph, rather, from the house of David. And the Bible says that one day God showed up. The messenger came along and interrupted her reality. And spoke into. Has God ever done that to you? Has God ever shown up and interrupted your reality? Come on, let's be real. We were going along and life was fine. Come on, somebody. We were going along doing what we were doing, going to school, going to college, going to work, being married, raising our families, and God shows up and changes the course of your life. God shows up and changes things. God showed up to Mary. Gabriel comes, brothers and sisters, and says to her, Hail Mary. Listen here. He says, you are somebody in the sight of God. And he tells her, in effect, that you will bear the child Jesus. You will, through your womb will come the Savior of the world. And Mary wondered in her heart, what are you talking about? I can't do that. Look at what she said. She said, first of all, I know not a man. Are y'all here today? She says, I don't qualify for what you just called me to. Come on, anybody ever felt the spirit of inadequacy when God called you to something and you thought, God, I can't do that. Come on, somebody. Simply because I don't have what it takes. The angel talks to Mary in my last 5 minutes, and I'm going to my seat. The angel talks to her after hearing what, brothers and sisters, he had to say about her assignment. And he says, in effect, you can do this. Come on, y'all. You can bring forth the Savior of the world. You can perform what God has called you to. And he says, for that, there's a couple of reasons. And if I could just drop these few reasons on you, I'm going to my seat. First of all, he says to her, you are highly favored. Come on here. He says, you have found favor with God. And can I tell somebody this afternoon that when you have the favor of God on your life, you can do what he called you to. When it is, brothers and sisters, that you have the favor of God on your life, the favor of God will empower you to do what you could not normally do. Am I right about it? Are there any favored folk in the house today? Is there anybody in the house today that knows that the Lord, the hand of the Lord is on your life? He said, you have found favor with the Lord. Come on, somebody. He has said, Mary, you need to know that where you fall short, the favor will take you up. He said, Mary, what you don't have, favor will give you. He said, Mary, you have found favor with the Lord. Turn and tell somebody, you've got favor. You've got favor. He said to her, you've got favor. But then he says to her, and I'm not going in chronological order, but he says to her also, to fear not. Amen, somebody. And y'all need to know that fear is one of the enemy's paralyzing agents. Have I got a witness? Listen here, if the devil can get you to fear, he can stop you from moving forward. God help your boy in here. I said, if he can get you to be afraid of what God has called you to, then he can stop you in your tracks. Fear, my brothers and sisters, is the enemy's weapon that freezes us. How many of us could have gotten further on in our lives today were we not afraid of what God had called us to? He said, don't be afraid. All through the word of God, you hear God telling his servants, don't be afraid. Tell him, listen here, if you're going to do anything, you can't be afraid. You've got to stand strong. You've got to stand in the power of God. You've got to stand knowing that God is with you. You cannot be afraid. He says you've got favor. And favor and fear can't live in the same house. Come on, somebody. Favor and fear can exist in the same place. And I'm sure, as I go to my seat, I'm sure Mary is still concerned. She's heard that I got this favor from God. She's heard that I ought to fear not. And Mary begins to wonder, but still, how is it going to happen? Mary says, now, I'm no doctor. Watch this. She says, but I do know a little bit about this thing, and I know I don't have a husband. Come on, she knows I don't have a man. Therefore, I cannot produce a baby. Come on, somebody. And so she says to the angel, I'm willing, but I ain't sure how it's going to work. And the angel says to her, the Holy Spirit is going to overshadow you. He says, the Holy Spirit is going to make up for what you don't have. And I just stopped by to tell somebody that you can do this. You can do what God called you to. You can live up to your assignment. You can succeed in your endeavor. You can bridge those mountains. You can make it if you try. Because the Holy Spirit is going to give you the power. Now, I wonder, is there anybody in church this afternoon who's depending on the Holy Spirit to help you do
what God has called you to do. Now, is there anybody in here now that's standing on now the Holy Spirit to give you the strength to make it in this fight? Is there anybody in church this afternoon that knows because you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you and you can declare, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world? Can you declare that because I've got the Holy Spirit, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me? Because I've got the Holy Spirit, I can make a difference in the world. Because I have the Holy Spirit, I can carry this word. I can preach the gospel. I can sing my song. I can tell somebody that Jesus lives, because the Holy Spirit will overshadow me. And when I'm weak, he is strong. When I'm down, he'll pick me up. When I'm naked, he'll cover me. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. I stop by to tell somebody, you can do this. You can preach the word. You can tell somebody. You can build the kingdom. You can walk upright. You can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Do you know you got power? Do you have power? Won't it give you power? See him. See him. Is he all right? See him. Won't he keep you? See him. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Shout it. You can. You can make it if you try. Hear me today. I'm going to my seat. But I want you to know that really Christmas, I think Sister said it earlier, we 2,000 years plus past the baby in the manger. Christmas is about the miracle of God that gives us the power to do what we've been assigned to do. Come on, I'm finished. Stand with me for just 1 second. We're standing. I'm finished. I'm finished. It's about the fact that all the things God has called you to, because of Christmas, they are possible. It's possible, Pastor, to grow that ministry. It's possible. It's possible to raise that family. It's possible. It's possible to get that degree, to get that education. It's possible. Let me help somebody. It's possible to go out to the glory of God and find that home and be a blessing to you. It's possible. It's possible because the word teaches us in this text that if God has an assignment on your life, what you can't do, he will do. That God has a calling and a purpose for you. Can I tell you that God, like God said to Jeremiah, he said, before your mother met your father, I called you. He says, I ordained you, which means I already laid my hands on you. So your assignment is possible. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Christmas is about the possibility of me fulfilling my destiny. Hear me today. You have, my friend, a destiny. If you're under the sound of my voice in this room, you have a calling. From the youngest to the eldest, You've got a calling. Those dreams you dream, that's God saying, come on up a little higher. Every time you envision yourself and see yourself walking in a new season, that's God saying, come on. But God, how am I going to do it? God says, you can do this because the Holy Spirit, my spirit, God says, will overshadow you. It will overtake you and empower you to do what you've been called to do. What's Christmas about? It's about my possibilities. It's possible. God can take a 14-year-old girl from the virgin, from the ghetto, and make her the mother of Christ. Huh? It's possible. He took her cousin Elizabeth, old and barren, and made her the mother of John the Baptist. It's possible. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? It's possible. And you need to leave here today celebrating, if nothing else, it's possible. It's possible. They say, why are you applying for that mortgage? Because it's possible. I can't get no help here. Who you think you are applying for school, trying to earn a degree? You tell them, it's possible. Huh? Why are you applying for that promotion on the job? You don't qualify, yeah, but it's possible. It's possible. Christmas reminds us that God still performs miracles. Who am I talking to? The doctor tell you, I don't know. You say, well, but it is possible that he can heal me. Huh? It's possible that he can change me. Don't you give up on that child. It's possible that God can turn them around. Don't you give up on that marriage. It's possible. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? It's possible today. How is it possible? Because the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. He'll do what you can't do. He'll take up for the shortfalls in your life. It's possible. And for somebody today, as I get about here, I don't know, I hope I haven't overstayed my time, but for somebody today, you just need to hear it's possible. I don't know who you are. You in this room. I just need to hear, Pastor, that it was possible. That's all I need. All I need. I don't need easy. I just need possible. I don't need convenient. I just need possible. Watch this. I don't even need to be able to explain it. I just need possible. Anybody here? God, just give me possible. I'll take that. Come on. I'm not sure how you do this, but I want to do it the way we do it. Listen, if you're here today and you said, Pastor, all I need to hear is that it's possible, will you just step out and join me? I just want to pray for you. You're in this room and you need to hear it's possible. You need to hear that. You need to come on down here. I want to pray for you. I just need to hear it's possible. God bless you, man. I see you. I just need to hear that it's possible. That's all. Bless you, man. Bless you. That's all I needed. That's all I needed. I just need it possible. That's all. God bless you. Come on, y'all. Come on. I just need it that it's possible. Yes, yes. Might be a little hard, but it's possible. That's all. That's all. It's just that it's possible. And can I tell you, for here, that the Holy Spirit, it's going to give you the power to do what needs to be done in your life. Can I tell you that? Can I tell you that you don't have to make this journey by yourself, but that the Holy Ghost is living inside of you. And one of his jobs in your life is to make it possible. Mary said, sounds like a good idea, but how am I going to do it? Angel said, Gabriel said, it's possible.
because the Holy Spirit is going to help you. Hallelujah. If you read text carefully, you understand. At the end of the conversation, Mary said, okay, Gabriel, according to thy word, be it unto me. What did she do? She surrendered. She surrendered and said, okay, I don't understand it, but I surrender. I don't understand it, but I accept it. That is possible. In other words, she was saying, Lord, do it in my life. For those of you who are at this altar, surrender to God. God, I don't have to understand it, but I surrender to it. Come on, shall we pray? Shall we pray? Shall we pray? Father, thank you for those who have come to the altar. And they, like me, just need a word to remind us that it's possible. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ. That means salvation is now possible. Thank you for sending him through a virgin named Mary. That means miracles are possible. Thank you that he lived a perfect life. That means living clean is possible. Thank you that he died on the cross. That means that redemption is possible. Thank you that he rose again from the dead. That means new life is possible. Thank you, Father, that you made it possible today. And God, we accept it now, and we walk in it. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us, who makes it possible. God, we give you glory. God, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Will you lift your hands and begin to worship him? Come on, God, thank you for making it possible. Thank you for making it possible, God. Thank you. Thank you for making it possible. Thank you that it's possible. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you guys as you go to your seat. If you're here today, you're not saved. Salvation for you is possible. Before you go to your seat, step out from where you are and come on down here. Do me a favor. Everybody, just talk to somebody around you and say, are you saved? Are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ? Are you saved? Do you know him for yourself? Are you saved? Tell him it's possible that you can be saved. To the glory of God, amen. Bless you.